Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 17, Pretoria 20, Tzaneen and Emalahleni 19 degrees.
Very heavy traffic in Kempton, R21 northbound. Ramp closure, no access to Voortrekker Road due to the earlier crashes. Yep, plural. And a couple of stationary vehicles. N1 northbound, stationary vehicle near the New Road exit. And N1 southbound, a stationary vehicle at the Buccleuch interchange.
The former chief financial officer at Steinhoff, Andries Lagrantsi, has been granted bail following his arrest this morning. Lagrantsi stood in the dock alongside another accused in the matter, Stefanos Groblaar, the former head of Treasury, who was arrested and released on bail in March this year. Earlier this year, former Steinhoff CEO Marcus Jusser took his life just days after he was slapped with a 470 million rand fine by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority for his role in the multi-million rand scandal. His Hawks spokesperson Klehum Khale.
Andries Benjamin Lagrantsi, 49, appeared in the Pretoria Specialized Commercial Crimes Court following his arrest this morning for two counts of racketeering in terms of the Prevention of Organized Crimes Act, five counts of fraud, one count of corruption, and three counts of the contravention of Financial Markets Act in relation to the Steinhoff investigation. Lagrantsi appeared alongside his co-accused Stefanos Johannes Groblaar.
The case resumes in October. The South African National Defence Force has confirmed the mortar attack on one of its bases in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. The attack took place yesterday, killing two soldiers. 20 others were injured. Here's the SANDF spokesperson, Simpiwe Dlamini.
Four members were critically injured, have been hospitalised, whilst the rest who suffered minor injuries are expected to be discharged soon. Families of the two members who lost their lives have been informed, and all procedures and processes to bring them home are in process. The names of the deceased will be communicated in due course.
The South African Federation of Trade Unions has warned of more job losses in the formal sector. Stats SA released the quarterly employment statistics this week and revealed that 67,000 jobs were lost in the formal non-agricultural sector in the first quarter of 2024. Yes, after spokesperson Trevor Shagu.
Companies in mining and manufacturing are particularly engaged in Section 189 processes to retrench their workers, save input costs, and maximize profits. We argued that the economy cannot create enough jobs for the new entrants in the working age population. Meanwhile, retrenchments are underway.
Police are still searching for a suspect linked to the fatal shooting of a woman on a metro bus in the Roodepoort area. The incident occurred in Vleerhof this morning. Police are also still investigating a case of murder and two cases of attempted murder.
So we are going to work around the clock to make sure that the suspects are going to be arrested.
That's Gauteng Police's Mambuso Kumalo. And Johannesburg Water says most of its reservoirs are running low to empty as Rand Water maintenance is underway at the Akenhof pump station. Yesterday, the utility completed the repair work at the Swartkoppies pump station and the Daleside booster stations. Rand Water is currently undertaking a five-week maintenance plan in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, the northwest, which will be completed at the end of July. I'm Chanel. September mornings in Afrikaans at 4.
Ach, you can just do it now, then you can go home early. Come on. What? Before you go running off, is there a more useless organization than the United Nations? I'm not talking about UNICEF, and I'm not talking about WHO. I'm talking about the actual United Nations. How many wars have they actually stopped?
Well, we still have at least two, three wars.
Yeah,
at the moment.
Two or three. I'd say what on each continent, probably. Just a dumbass organizer. I'm sorry to say that, but really, if you set up the post World War II powers and you give all of those conflicting powers veto authority on a Security Council in perpetuity. Nah, it's never gonna work. And that's why the big pushback is happening. The reason I'm telling you this is that the United Nations Charter was signed in San Francisco today, 1945, effectively establishing the UN.